writer Mark Twain wrote.
美國一個嘅出名嘅作家馬可吐温咁樣話。
Most people are bothered by those passages in Scripture which they cannot understand.
有好多人咧，係因為喺聖經入邊有啲佢唔明白嘅嘢咧，就覺得好困擾嘅。
But as for me, I always notice that the passages in Scripture which troubles me most are those which I do understand.
但對於我嚟講咧，最困擾我嘅咧就係喺聖經入邊我明白嗰部分。
It is so true that at times we all would like to walk away from the church and never come back.
有好多時咧，我哋都會想離開教會，唔再翻去。
We want a God different from the one we find in Jesus.
好多時我哋都係想認識嗰個嘅上帝咧，同我哋係喺耶穌嗰度揾到嘅咧係唔同嘅。
Flesh and blood, okay.
有血有肉可以。
But demanding?No.
但要有要求唔得。
Resurrected? Yes.
復活好啊。
But crucified? No.
要釘十字架唔可以。
Salvation? Yes.
係有救恩好啊。
Repentance? No.
要悔改唔好啊。
Love? Yes.
有愛好。
Commitment? No.
要委身唔好啊。
But unfortunately, you cannot have one without the other.
但不幸咧，就有時我哋唔可以愛一樣又唔愛另外一樣嘅喎。
The rose comes with the thorns。
玫瑰係帶有刺嘅。
The pains come with the birth。
生產係帶有痛楚嘅。
Night comes with the day。
有夜晚就有日頭。
The best times can only be lived because there are those times that are so bad。
我哋有唔好嘅時刻。但我哋亦都有好嘅時刻。
We love simple answers, understandable and seemingly clear reasons.
就我哋好中意咧，係有啲好簡單嘅答案，同埋咧有啲係好清楚又容易明白嘅理由。
For example, the first three causes of the Civil War, the reason why we need oxygen to breathe, who God is, etc. and etc.
例如好似話哦，三個好簡單嘅內戰嘅原因啦，或者我哋點解需要氧氣啦，或者上帝係邊個啦？依啲咁嘅問題。
We are forever pinning things down, explaining things, fixing things in our mind。
好多時喺我哋嘅腦袋入邊咧，都想好確定某一啲嘅事情嘅，或者去解釋一啲事情，或者好明確嘅知道某一啲嘅事情係點樣嘅。
This probably is one of the reasons why people like to be so-called conservatives.
依個可能咧就點解有啲人咧就可以被稱為咧所謂嘅保守。
They seem to know all the answers of life, don't they?
佢哋好似咧知道曬人生嘅所有嘅答案，但係咪咧
？Well, however, we know that the reality is not that simple.
嗱，但係咧，我哋知道現實嚟講唔係咁簡單嘅。
The understanding of God has never been easy.
去真係去明白上帝咧，唔係咁容易嘅。
If it is that simple, we would not need to have those religious fight throughout our history.
如果係真係咁簡單，喺歷史當中就唔會有咁多宗教嘅爭議啦。
You probably come here to this morning to meet Jesus to better understand who Jesus is and what He is about.
可能你今天来到一个早上你去遇见耶稣的时候都是想去更多的去明白去知道他是怎样的一个的神或者他是会做些什么
的。In today's gospel lesson actually begins with verse 25, a group of people like us came to Jesus and started to talk with him.
今天那个经文呢实在 是从25节开始的。就講到一班人咧，就去到去揾耶穌啦，就一齊嘅去談論緊耶穌。
Jesus responded with strange talks, telling them that they should seek bread which comes from the heaven and give life to the world.
但耶穌嘅回應咧就好似好奇怪嘅，佢就話佢哋應該去尋找嗰個從天上嚟嗰個嘅糧食。
And he continued to talk about the Father who drawn people to him and about resurrection.
咁佢跟住咧就讲到话系天父系吸引人去到佢嗰度，然后亦都系讲到复活嘅。
Naturally, partly because of differences on interest, the crowd could not understand the link between bread and resurrection.
咁啊，好明顯咧，就係因為佢哋唔同人有佢哋唔同嗰個嘅興趣啦，所以個羣眾咧好多時都唔係好明白耶穌所講嗰個嘅糧食同埋復活有啲咩嘅關聯咧。
So consequently, they disappeared, and the hostile group of critics arise.
咁所以咧，慢慢佢哋就離開啦。咁然後就有一班嘅敵對嘅批評者喺度出現啦。
Then Jesus declared that He is the bread of heaven.
耶穌咧，佢就話宣告就話佢就係天上嗰個嘅糧。
Who can follow what Jesus was saying?
有邊個可以真係聽得明耶穌所講嘅咧
？It's very dense and full of strange, unexplained phrases and twists.
就係真係好多嘅陌生嘅詞語喺度嘅，咁同埋係比較去難嘅去明白嘅。
Therefore, finally, the critics disappeared and the disciples appeared.
咁所以最後咧，嗰啲批評者都離開啦，咁就嗰啲門徒留翻喺度。
This is hard teaching. Who can accept it?
咁啊，佢哋都話啦，依啲真係好難喎，邊個能夠聽得明咧？
Even disciples complained that Jesus' words are too hard to understand.
就算係嗰啲門徒，佢都覺得耶穌所講嘅説話係好難去明白嘅。
But Jesus responded again that His words are nothing compared to His ascending to the Father.
咁但係耶穌嘅回應咧，就係話，當佢能去之後，佢會升上天，去到佢原來嘅居處嘅時候咧，對比佢而家佢所講嘅説話咧，都不算係乜嘢。
Then He continues to remark on the difference between flesh and spirit.
咁跟住咧，佢又繼續去講到嗰個肉體同埋靈嗰個嘅分別。
He also explains that faith in Him is granted as a gift of the Father。
咁亦都跟住咧，就講到係對佢嘅信心咧，依個實在係一個嘅恩賜嚟嘅。
Now it is confusing, isn't it？
咁依個係咪令到你好似好混淆咧
？We thought we know what bread was, but after this conversation with Jesus, we are not sure.
我哋實在都以為我哋明白嗰個靈糧佢係咩意思，咁但係耶穌咁樣講完之後咧，我就已經唔係好確定。
We thought we knew Jesus, but after meeting with Jesus and seeing what He has done, we are not sure anymore.
我以為我已經認識耶穌噶啦，但係同佢相會之後，同埋睇見佢所做嘅嘢之後，我就已經開始唔係好確定。
Jesus said that belief really is work of God.
但耶穌話就係我哋如果係真係要去相信咧，就係實質上係上帝嘅工作嚟嘅。
We cannot come to Him without being drawn by the Father.
我哋如果要去到佢嗰度咧，係除非係上帝天父係吸引我哋去到。
The main theme learned through this long conversation in John chapter 6 is that our relationship with Jesus is a gift.
就喺約翰福音第六章成篇嚟講咧，嗰個主旨咧，穿貫喺佢耶穌嗰個嘅對話當中咧，都係講到同耶穌嗰個嘅關係，其實係一個嘅恩賜嚟嘅，好似一個禮物咁俾我哋嘅。
Jesus said it is not an intellectual achievement in our part or a result of our hard work.
咁耶穌講到咧，就話依個實質上唔係一個智力上嘅成就，或者係我哋努力之下嘅一個嘅成果。
It is a gift, the grace.
依個係一個恩賜，一個禮物，係一個嘅恩典嚟嘅。
It suggests that you are here not because you are very intelligent or perceptive, though many of you are, but not because you are better than anybody else who is not here.
咁即係亦都係講到咧，就話我哋今日能夠喺依一度咧，唔係話因為我哋有才智，亦都唔係話因為我哋有好多嘅洞察力、領悟力。雖然當然我哋當中好多都係咁樣啦，咁但係又唔係話因為我哋係比其餘冇嚟到參與喺我哋嘅崇拜當中嘅人係更加好嘅。
Rather, you and I are here because we have been drawn here by God the Father.
反而咧就係、今日你同我能夠嚟到依一度咧，都係因為天父上帝佢親自嘅去吸引我哋嚟到嘅。
Eugene Laurie once explained that there are at least two ways of thinking about things.
咁有個神學家咧，佢就去解釋到就係話，最低限度有兩個方法去思想啲事情嘅。
One way is that when you're working on tough math problem.
咁其中一個方法咧，就好似你喺度做緊啲好難嘅數學嘅題目一樣。
You walk and walk, and finally you say, I've got it. 2 plus 2 is 4. Another way is when you go to some wonderful movie and you immerse, your life changes, your worldview transformed.
另外一個方法就是好像如果我們去看一些很有意思的電影，我們看完出來之後就突然覺得哇，我的生命有改變的，我的世界觀都有改變的。
You don't say, I've got it.
那你不會說我明白了。
No, rather it gets you.
反而應該就是說，哦，他那樣東西觸動到我。
For example, we can understand the cell phone by staying up late at night, reading, thinking, and trying many ways using repeatedly. I mean, if we work hard, we'll get it eventually.
如果你想研究一個手提電話，你可以整晚不睡的在看書、去想，或者用很多方法去純粹用它，去明白它。如果你真的很努力地去研究，你最後你都可能會明白的。
But not in Jesus.
但是在耶穌那裡就不是用這個方法的。Knowing
and understanding Jesus is a gift.
如果我們說要去明白認識耶穌，實在是一個恩賜來的。Yes,
our faith is a gift.
而我們的信心都是一個恩賜來的。In
the other hand, our faith is very fragile because it is a gift.
另外一方面來看，我們的信心有時是比較脆弱的，因為這是一個恩賜禮物來的。Because
it is not your achievement or a result of your hard work.
因為這不是我們一個成就，也不是我們努力的成果。It
is a free gift given to you.
而這是一個免費的白白的恩賜，一個禮物來的。Eternal
life is also not the reward you can get for understanding Jesus or for never having any doubt or confused by Jesus.
如果我們是說，我已經很認識耶穌，而我對上帝是沒有懷疑的，不會因為這樣，所以我們有永生作為一個的賞賜。
In fact, understanding is not the point of our faith.
而事實說，信心的主要點不是說我們要去明白。
The point is that we come to Jesus.
重要的就是我們要去到認識耶穌。
We listen to Him.
我們去聽祂。
We expose ourselves to His teaching and His presence.
我們去接觸祂的教導和祂的存在。
And then there is new and eternal life, not someday, but now, to be drawn to Jesus by God the Father.
但當我們這樣的時候，我們就有一個新的生命，一個永遠的生命，就不是說 但日和是今天這個時刻，因為我們是被上帝、天父上帝去吸引我們去到耶穌那裡。Therefore,
faith doesn't mean that you have everything about Jesus fixed and final in your brain, sure and absolutely certain.
所以信心不是說我們在腦袋裡面是完全的很確定知道、明白所有的事情。
Rather, the faith is willingness to listen to Jesus even when what he says confused or does not make sense immediately from our perspective.
反而信心就是我們願意去聆聽耶穌，願意去接受，就算好像是有些混淆，或者就算是好像在那個時刻，好像不是很合理的。
If we just let God change our perspectives and our lifestyle, if God gets us, we suddenly realize that we are already in God's grace and God's plan.
如果我們是願意讓上帝去改變我們的觀點，改變我們的生活方式，或者我們是願意讓上帝去觸動我們，我們突然間就會發覺，我就是已經在上帝的恩典和他的計劃當中。
In today's scripture, that's the spirit of what Peter speaks. Lord, to whom can we go?
在今天這個經文當中，彼得有靈對那個的說話，就是說，主啊，我還歸從誰呢？
Do you still have the impression that Jesus experienced wild success, throughout his ministry, like Billy Graham or other rich and famous evangelists?
你仲有冇一個印象，覺得咧耶穌喺佢嘅地上嗰個嘅事工咧，就好成功嘅，好似葛培理牧師啦，或者其餘有多嘅報道家咁樣咧
？So the gospel text, in fact, show that flavor.
當然咧係有一啲嘅福音嘅記載當中係有講到依方面嘅。
Jesus moves about countryside teaching and healing.
耶穌咧喺好多嘅各鄉各城嗰度咧。是有教導，有醫治。
And the crowd flocks to him, except some of the religious authorities who are envious and suspicious.
咁所以咧，有好多嘅群眾就跟隨佢。咁啊，除咗嗰啲係宗教嘅領袖啦，佢哋咧就係好有妒忌同埋好懷疑嘅心。
But the crowds come to Jesus.
但係嗰啲群眾咧就跟隨耶穌嘅。
They come first out of the curiosity and perhaps a hunger for something.
咁啊，當然佢哋開始嘅時候咧，可能係有啲嘅好奇啦，或者係對某一方面嘅有啲嘅飢渴。
They come to him and they listen and watch and they come again。
咁佢哋就跟隨耶穌，佢哋就喺度聽同埋喺度睇，然後跟住又繼續跟隨耶穌。
And they follow him, cling to him and seek him out。
咁佢一路跟住耶穌，一路親近耶穌，嘗試去尋找佢。
But today's text shows a totally different look.
但喺今日嘅經文嗰度咧，我哋就睇見另外一方面啦。
It tells of the doubts and wavering of the people to whom Jesus ministered.
就講到跟隨耶穌嗰班人咧，佢有好多嘅懷疑同埋搖擺不動。
They probably have thought out him and his early words, but they found that his words struck their nerves.
佢哋咧都開始都係喺度尋求緊耶穌嘅。但耶穌所講嘅説話咧，好似刺激到佢哋嘅神經啊。
Maybe that's too much。
可能係比較深一啲，或者佢哋唔明。
He speaks words that are disturbing, foreign, and unsettling。
佢哋覺得耶穌所講嘅説話咧係比較困擾嘅，同埋佢哋唔係令到佢哋不安嘅。
So now they walk away。
所以佢哋就離開啦。
He is left with only a few disciples, and even with them, we are told that all is not well.
咁啊，就係剩翻一班嘅門徒，但就算喺嗰班門徒當中咧，都唔係個個係好清楚、好明白，都有個不安。
I wondering what would cause the people to turn away from him?
你有冇喺度諗咩人點解會令到啲人會離開耶穌咧
？Perhaps his offensive languages.
可能係因為佢一啲冒犯嘅言語。
Eat my body and drink my blood。
吃我嘅肉，飲我嘅血。
The early church's ritual of the Lord's Supper was often misunderstood by many, and it became a good reason for persecution。
就係喺早期教會嗰個嘅守聖餐嗰個儀式當中咧，好多時都係被誤解嘅，咁所以咧成為一個好好嘅理由去逼迫佢哋。
Or maybe Jesus teaching simply presses the people too far from the religion they have practiced and which was very familiar.
或者咧，耶穌嗰個教導咧，係同佢哋平時所做嘅一啲嘅宗教嘅儀式咧，所行出嚟嘅咧，係好唔同。
Anyway, the change is not easy at all.
咁啊，所以咧，就嗰個嘅改變實在唔係咁容易嘅。
Also, it might be a grace that reaches crowd.
亦都可能咧，就係嗰個恩典就令到一個群眾有啲嘅不安。
Grace is always difficult bite to swallow, especially to those who consider themselves rather highly.
恩典有時咧係比較難啲嘅去接受嘅，因為特別係對嗰啲咧覺得自己已經好掂好妥嘅人。
Jesus may offend them by telling that in everything they are depend upon grace.
耶穌可能是冒犯了他們的，因為耶穌告訴他們，他們所擁有的一切實在都是恩典來的。
After all, the bread in the wilderness was a gift, and the bread as the word from the heaven is also a gift.
因為好像在曠野當中那個的糧食呢，都是天上來的一個的恩賜，而那個的我們那個的我們的糧食呢，亦都係從天上嚟嘅，亦都係一個嘅恩賜嚟。
Have you ever offended by the words of the Lord？
你有冇有時咧都係被上帝嘅説話所冒犯到咧
？If not, Could it because you have not listened closely enough?
如果沒有，可能會因為你沒有真的很留心地去聽呢？
Are you taking his words rather seriously?
你有沒有去真的很嚴肅地去領受上帝的話呢？
Have you taken him seriously enough?
如果你是真的，你有沒有曾經是很真的很認真、很嚴肅地去領受上帝的話呢？
I know there are plenty in him and over him to offend and drive people away, especially those who count themselves religious and thinking, I don't have any problems, I am standing firm.
Yeah, 有很多時候呢，即是上帝耶穌呢，就可能都是對那些有些人是冒犯到，或者是令到他們要覺得是要離開的，特別是那些呢是覺得自己已經是很虔誠的，或者他覺得我已經沒什麼問題了，我已經是很行的了。
Don't you feel that Jesus seems to always lay out a higher standard when we want to follow him further?
很多時候呢，當我們說真的要更加的去跟隨耶穌的時候呢，耶穌會給我們一個更高的一個標準的。
Eventually we come with the awareness that all is not well with me, and no matter how try, we are not able to make ourselves whole and right.
而最後呢，我們會發覺，就無論我們多麼的努力去嘗試自己是成為完整的，成為是真的完全 是合乎上帝 的一切的呢，如果靠我自己的努力是不行的，最后我发觉，原来是不是靠我自己那个的努力的。
We eventually come to the point that there's nothing much we can do anymore.
而最后呢，你会发觉，是我自己一些事都做不到了。
We finally surrender. Lord, to whom can we go?
而最后呢，我们都是屈服在上帝的面前，就说，我们还归从谁呢？
Then we question, how can we know who Jesus really is and what he wants us to do?
我們很多時候都在問，我們認識耶穌有多少呢？ 他又真的想我們做些什麼呢？
I think it takes what theologians call the leap of faith.
我想呢，就是需要有好像神學家所說的信心的跳躍。
Christian commitment grow out of the belief,not by speculations.
我們基督徒那個的委身呢，是從我們的那個的相信那裡來去成長的，而不是說我們要思考很多令到我們成長。
It is risky as a leap in the dark because we might be wrong.
就是這個的信心的跳躍呢，有時是會有危險的，要冒險的，因為我們可能會錯的。
Our faith might be groundless for some who tend to doubt.
對於那些是時時懷疑的呢，會覺得這個信心根本是沒有根據的。
You cannot prove it either.
就你也很難去證明它的。
No wonder the crowd left.
所以不怪之得啦，那些群眾會離開。
Yet as Christians, we must take the risk and make that wild, blind leap.
但我們作為基督徒的，我們就要需要冒這個的險，來去做一個很大的信心的跳躍。
We disciples must put all our eggs in one basket.
我們作為門徒的，我們應該在這方面是孤注一擲的。
We do not hedge our bets.
我們不可以一腳踏兩船。
We do not cover all the bases.
也不需要是兼顧所有的東西。
When it comes to Christ, we lay everything in the line for Jesus Christ.
當我們講到去耶穌基督的這一方面來講，我們就要完全的 去冒險，為耶穌基督去冒這個險。
It is not an option, though many people think it is.
這個不是一個選擇，雖然很多時候有人是這樣想。
Faith always asks us to align our whole life with Christ.
當我們講到信心的時候，很多時候都是要求我們是全人的，將我們的整個生命全人的去校正在耶穌那裡。
Who said that such faith is easy and light?
咁邊個話依個信心係容易又輕省嘅？
If you are like me, you will often find it hard to practice your faith further.
如果你好似我咁樣咧，我有時會發覺係好難嘅去行出我嗰個嘅信心出嚟。
Sometimes it seems too dangerous to turn other cheeks.
有時呢當你要話要去轉另外個面俾人嘅時候咧，係好危險喎。
Sometimes I don't want to forgive the wrongs that are done to me senselessly.
有時我亦都唔想去饒恕嗰啲係對我係真係好無理嘅一啲嘅錯。
Sometimes I don't want to love those enemies and pray for those who never admit their fault.
有時我亦都唔想去為嗰啲得罪我嘅人啊，或者係又永遠唔認錯嘅人，你為佢祈禱或者饒恕佢。
And sometimes I get tired of trying to speak for God in a world where people would rather be comforted by lies and persuaded by the convenience than challenged by the truth.
有好多時，而家世界上嘅人都好多時都係用一啲嘅方話嚟去彼此安慰，或者係佢哋用佢哋嘅方便嘅方法嚟去彼此嘅去說服嘅。咁有時我都覺得好攰啊！我唔要去為神去站起嚟去講一啲真理嘅説話，我亦都唔想用真理嘅説話嚟去挑戰嗰啲人。
Sometimes I am tempted to put behind me all the risk of ministry altogether when wander off with those faithless crowds。
有時咧，我都有一個嘅試探咧，就係話，我不如就係、將呢啲嘅所有嘅事工嘅要冒嘅險，我都擠低。同埋嗰啲未信嘅人一齊行就算啦。
But so far, I didn't, and I'm not going to do.
但直至而家咧，我都未試過係咁樣，亦我以後都唔會咁樣做。
At least I cannot do that.
最低限度我唔可以咁樣做。
Somehow along the way, my faith become more certain about God's grace.
因為喺一個嘅過程當中咧，我係更加嘅確定上帝嗰個嘅恩典啊。
I come to know that indeed without Jesus Christ, life scarcely seemed worth living.
我都開始一路去認識或者去明白咧，就係話，如果我生命到冇咗上帝、冇咗耶穌基督嘅時候，我個生命都唔知為咩活啦。
Without Jesus, I came to know nothing is enough.
如果冇咗耶穌嘅時候，我知道我冇嘢係足夠嘅。
So I'm going to stay with Jesus.
所以咧，我會繼續嘅去跟隨耶穌。
How about you?
你呢
？How do you answer if the Lord appears to you and asks, "Child, do you also want to leave me?"
如果耶穌對你咁樣問話，我嘅兒啊，你會唔會離開我啊
？Do you want to try something else in your life?
你想唔想去嘗試去做第啲嘅嘢啊？
My answer is, Lord, to whom else can I go?
我的答案就是说，主啊，我还归从谁呢？
My every hope, my every dream, my every joy is built on you.
我所有的盼望，我所有的欢笑，我所有的梦想，都是在建立在你的身上。
Nothing in this world can be compared with you.
在这个世界上没有东西可以跟你比较的，上帝。
I will put it all on the line.
我会为你冒上我一切 的冒险。
I risk everything on you.
我会将我一身身都摆在你身上。
You know that I don't need and I don't have any other plan.
你要知道我也不需要有其他 的人。
Where are you go if not to Jesus Christ?
你会去边度咧？如果你唔系跟随耶稣
，To whom shall we go？
我哋会跟随边一个咧
？We come to him and we remain with him。
我哋去跟随耶稣，我哋亦都喺耶稣嘅入边。
Because there is nowhere else and no one else in all creation in whom we found such a life as we found in Jesus Christ。
因为喺其余嘅喺呢个嘅宇宙当中，我哋冇揾到一个嘅生命，一个似生命嘅上帝，好似我哋喺我哋所认识嘅上帝咁样。
阿门。
阿门。
Let us pray。
我哋一齐嚟去祷告。
Oh God of grace, thank you for giving us a life。
恩典嘅上帝，我哋多谢你俾我哋有生命。
Redeeming us and sustain us with your grace continuously。
你拯救我哋，亦都系你嘅恩典嚟去继续嘅扶持我哋。
We give thanks for today's message。
我哋感谢你俾我哋今日嘅信息。
Now provide us with your wisdom, so we can leave this world more gracefully and faithfully。
求你俾我哋有智慧，叫我哋喺活喺呢个嘅世上嘅时候，系更有你更多嘅恩典，同埋能够更忠心嘅去跟从你。
Remind us always of your grace。
提醒我哋，你时时嘅恩典系随着我哋嘅。
Who we are in, where our faith is。
亦都系提醒我哋，我哋系边一个，而我哋嘅信心系建立喺边度。
Empower us with your spirit so that we may discern your will and do your will。
愿你加添我哋嘅力量，你嘅灵力去帮助我哋去分辨你嘅旨意，而系行喺你嘅旨意当中。
Above all, let us be exposed to your teaching and presence。
愿我哋亦都时时嘅接触你嘅教导同埋你嘅同在。
Even though it is risky。
虽然有时系会冒险。
So that we may be changed and transformed rather than sitting back as spectators or often as judges。
好叫我哋系有改变同埋更新嘅，而唔系只系坐喺度喺度思考或者甚至喺度批评。
Bless us who keep following you, keep staying with you, keep opening heart to be renewed, even though we cannot understand fully。
求你祝福我哋，叫我哋时时嘅继续去跟从你，时时嘅喺你入边，时时嘅去打开我哋嘅心，去愿让你去更新我哋。虽然有时我哋系唔明白发生嘅事情。
Encourage us who keep offering ourselves through giving, sharing, and praying for one another。
愿你去鼓励我哋，去叫我哋继续去奉献我哋自己，去同人分享彼此嘅祷告。
In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray。
我哋奉主耶稣基督名义求。
Amen。
阿门。